Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, though, a new study finds men are having it tough in the workforce. The findings from the Federal Reserve of Boston show about 1 in 9 men ages 25 to 54 are out of the labor market today. Now, that's compared to 1 in 50 back in the mid-1950s, which does seem like light years ago. John Logan is Director of Labor and Employment Studies at San Francisco State University. John, thanks for being with us. So what is different now? Why are fewer men in that age group anyway in the workforce compared to, as I said, way back in the mid-1950s?
Yeah, so this is mostly non-college educated men we're talking about here. And there's been a number of changes, some of which have been many years in the making. Some things are more recent. So structural changes in the economy, particularly the impact of globalization deregulation, deunionization, and more recently, automation. So a lot of jobs that non-college educated men used to do, such as residential construction, such as truck driving, used to be desirable jobs, used to be jobs that paid middle class incomes, came with good benefits, and now are no longer, they're far worse paid, they have worse benefits. A lot of manufacturing jobs, of course, have disappeared. And then you add to that two things that really disrupted the employment of this group. First was the Great Recession between 2008 to 2010, when many of the men in this age group that we're talking about were kind of getting on the job ladder and, had their careers disrupted. They lost jobs in huge, huge numbers. Many of them were never able to recover from that in terms of the income, in terms of the quality of the job they used to have. And the second was the pandemic. And, what's happened with the pandemic is, as we know, a lot of people lost their jobs. Most of them have regained their jobs. But, people who are more college educated, who have professional qualifications, have often been able to work from home part of the time to have more flexible, better paying jobs.
Well, Mr. Logan, I wanted to ask you if you could tell me these men who are kind of out of the labor market, where have they gone? What are they doing? How are they making ends meet?
Yeah, well, it's a very good question. I mean, some of them, might be staying with relatives. Some of them might be working off the books. But it's actually, it really affects their life chances in many ways. I mean, one of the things, if you no longer have access to these decent paying jobs with decent benefits, you're far more likely to get married and have kids. And that too, that lack of a sort of stable nuclear family, if you want, the role of the traditional male breadwinner stereotype, that means you're also less likely to be part of the paid workforce. So, the fact that, they have been disproportionately hit by changes in the economy, by the recession, by the pandemic, and then because they have been hit in that way, they're more likely to end up, you have problems with lack of stable families, opioid addiction, crime, that all also keep people out of the labor force.
I was going to say, though, John, in some cases, I presume, some of these guys are out of the workforce, some of them are not married, but some of them are. So does that mean that their spouse, their wife, becomes the permanent breadwinner of the family? And that must have some repercussions of its own.
Yes. I mean, women have, women, particularly working mothers, were pushed out of the labor market at the start of the pandemic in enormous numbers. But most of them have subsequently re-entered the labor market and in higher numbers than have men of this age, non-college educated men of this age. And that was also true during the Great Recession of, like, you know, say, 12 years ago or so. It affected working men far more in that case than it did working women. So yes, if they are married, if they, their spouse is working, they're more likely to be the, you know, the main breadwinner within the family. The men might find some gig work, might find some sort of precarious forms of employment, more so than they used to have. But some of them have just dropped out altogether. And, you know, we don't know exactly if this is going to be a long-term thing, if it's, you know, some of these men might never re-enter the labor market, even although, you know, in theory, they have many years left to be working. And, you know, that obviously affects them, you know, profoundly.
Yeah.
But it also affects the economy as a whole. You really want to maximize labor market participation amongst all groups, but particularly amongst groups like this.
All right. Thank you very much, John Logan, Director of Labor and Employment Studies at San Francisco State University.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.